are now about to witness the awesome crushing, there's something wrong with my eye. Might of the UJS Robinson Show.
Welcome, my friends, to a show that seemingly apparently never ends. That's what it is. Me. 3-1-0. 3-10. I'm using this rapid showstopper. And finally, some good news. What is it? I don't know. Stick around. We'll talk about the bit first. Let's get Bob Riley from Stigmata sing us in, as he has every single week since 2007. The record's called The Calling of the Dust. The song is featured on Hall of Nothing, still available from Defilation Records in Huntington Beach, California, where they hit your car with a hammer. It's true. See you at the nightclub. And while you may have booked him out of town to open up some standard restaurants that nobody goes to in Central Florida, and then go online and beg for money because he's broke, whatever. Listen well.
I'm on my way back to nowhere.
I took my bed by that good night, she's so clear, but I'm taking a real good look at you. I'm taking a real good look at your face. So being payback is for always nothing. Yeah, okay, my friend.
My friends, like John McCain would say, welcome to a show that seemingly never ends. Like I said, this is me. 3-1-0, 3-10. I haven't figured out what we're going to do to get to 500, but much like the Oofsie has picked some magically significant number of 300, we'll do something special. Maybe I'll set myself aflame again, though, for, you know, just general purposes. Even though that guy, the fucking guy, who turns out he was raised in a cult in Massachusetts, the one who burned himself up in front of the White House to protest something or other, he's kind of taking away the little, I got to do, you know, Gigi Allen threatened to kill himself on stage, died before that happened. This guy just went and did it, set himself aflame to protest the American actions backing Israel and Palestine. And now he's dead, a martyr for the cause. What could I possibly do when I get to 500 that could top that? I don't know. I got to think of something. Maybe I'll tell some least loved Oofsie tales about the bald one and some of the ring girls. I don't know. Would it be throwing people under the bus? I don't know. Do I know what I'm talking about? Hey, allegedly. I don't know what I'm talking about. Who listens to me anyway? Anyway, it is Mr. JW. All right, so listen, let's get the obvious out of the way first. The eye. Okay. You know, right here, oh, I can see just fine out of it. But you know, being a master of VJJ is a place and a placement that comes not without a certain amount of peril. The peril is that people who you do EJJ to will frequently, not realizing it's an art, it's a seasoning and not a meal, will frequently try to return the favor in ways that are much more ham-handed than not. Spazzy white belt, actually a 3-stripe white belt. I gave him one of his stripes. I actually gave him 2 of his stripes. He lost one because he refused to crazy glue it on like I advised him to. I'm playing half guard. I got the guy at my half guard. He posts up and he puts the meat of his palm against my eye. It's EJJ. What it's supposed to do is actuate a head turn. However, as a master of EJJ, I get the palm in the eye socket. I don't turn my head. Not in the way that he's expecting me to go. Right? So this is the eye. The guy's posted up on me. I got the half guard this side. What he's expecting is that I'm going to turn my head like this and give my back. That's not what I do. I shrug and start turning my head toward the hand in order to regain purchase. It's not pink eye. Yeah. When you regain purchase, what he does is instead of you dropping the elbow and letting the face, your face is going that way, he takes the palm of his hand, which is now ensconced in my eye socket, and just rubs it. Now, if you ever wondered what happened if you tore off several of your eyelashes at once, this is what happens. Now, to my credit, it doesn't hurt nearly as much as it did 2 days ago, even though it looks terrible. So, I have to say, to my benefit, to my credit, there was no reprisal. I tapped him. Yeah, I tapped him with a brutal move, but it's not unusual for me to do this. And today, just to show I'm a bigger man, I didn't roll with him. Because it was generally felt that I probably would not be able to stay sane in doing so. I didn't wear an eye patch. I need to get those basketball player things. So that's the deal with the eye. I'm sorry if it looks strange. I would wear shades during the show, but you're just going to have to deal with it. Now, those of you who follow me on the internet as well, this is just housekeeping. We'll get to the fights in a second. If you want to go get a drink, go get a drink. Here, I'll give you an occasion to go get a drink.
Thank you. I like your mustache as well.
He loves my mustache as well.
Did you eat my strudel?
Did you eat my strudel?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like your mustache as well.
It is my mustache as well. There's a Marty G, courtesy of Marty G. So go get a drink. Take some time. I'll be finished with this soon. So those of you who are paying attention to social media see that I put up the Chevy, also known as Crypt or Skull Game, on Twitter. Instagram, and apparently soon in October, Barrett Jackson. I need to get some photos of it. Apparently they want some photos that are more better than the photos I have, like some kind of bullshit professional photos. So selling the car, the Chevy, for $80,000. Don't expect to get 80, but this is the beginning of liquidation of assets in order to go to Spain. But more importantly, after getting the tax bill I just got, you had to know what would happen here. You and McTeagle, what is five bump to the utilities company? The tax bill that I got this year was fucking, would tighten your anus. I don't even want to tell you how much it was. It's enough so that you start to think, I need to call Wesley Snipes. It's enough so you start to think, I need to do what Willie Nelson did wrong, right? That's how much. I tell you this for one reason and one reason only. If you hear of anybody who wants to spend 80 grand on a hot rod, big block, pumped out Chevy with all new parts, send them my way. If I get 80 for it, if I get 80 for it, I won't complain about money for a little bit of a time. And as soon as I get to Spain, I will buy myself a nice sports car. That's the new me, the car of crisis. I'll go at middle age crisis. No, I went through my middle age crisis at 28. Don't worry about that. It'll be a nice, sensible car. I need a car anyway when I'm there. Or at least a scooter, a Vespa scooter, which is $2,000. So I have 78 grand left over if I sell it for 80. So that's the deal. Also, It remains $100 a week to June. You don't pay me, I gotta pay it. Do what your system fucking tells you to do. Anyway, they're tightening up on the Golden Visa program, where if you get to buy a house, you get a Golden Visa, and they're trying to rescind it. I don't know, nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition, eh? All right, you're gonna put me in a position where I gotta become, what do I do now? I'm gonna be a citizen of Rarotonga. Get the fuck out of here. Stop messing around with deals that are already put in place. Punish somebody else, not me. So anyway, that's it with the housekeeping. We accept money through PayPal, through the Substack, Venmo, Cash App. Yeah, I see some of you go in for the look what you made me do. You pay that way, that helps. Or the Eugene Robinson Showstopper Substack. That helps too. Even $5, it helps. Anyway, we're done with that. So the car, commercial, we're done. We don't even have to go back earlier in the week. Well, we do for a little bit, but I'm going to bring that up later. So this whole week, people have been peppering me with stuff. Like, Eugene, and I'm like, there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of activity. A lot of activity around this MMA thing. And then finally, at around Thursday, it fucking dawns on me. Oh, shit. UFC 300 is this weekend. And then just as quickly, it dawns on me. Oh, shit. It's date night with the wife. Not going to make her suffer through it. But, of course, I'm watching the fights right up until a babysitter shows up. And then I get every available moment after that, after looking at the phone and looking at the fights. Not gonna cheat my wife out of a date night. And, of course, what we did was to go see. There's Oliver. Ganz genau. We went to see a trapeze playing cellist, whose name is Cellista. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. My friend Ilke Pardines, who runs Fly PR in LA, said, you got to go to the show. I'll put you on the list. Show up at the show, 7:00, thinking about getting dinner. Go to Original Joe's. They say, hey, we're 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That'll put us at 7:15. No, we got a show at 7:30. Fuck, we can't eat. Original Joe's is great. But get there at 7:25 when they say the doors are going to open. The doors are not fucking open. Finally, the doors open at 7:40. Walk in. They say, did you RSVP? I said, no. Ilke Pardines, the PR woman from LA, said we're on the list. She goes, there is no list. I said, so what are you? I'm inches away from flipping out like New York style. It's cold. You make a stand outside like it's Studio 54. Fuck you. She says, no, RSV, because you stand to the side and let those who have RSV, they get first dibs on chairs. Almost a New York moment there. And I was like, oh, okay, so if you could, so finally get it, they open the doors, blast in there, fuck you, just take a seat in the back. I figure all the other seats will fill up first. I get take a seat in the back because I don't give a shit at this point. And then I noticed a woman sitting on the trapeze with the cello between her legs. They say there's no intermission. I said, fine, make it to the watching this thing. And all the ideas are separately were probably okay. But together, it was a shit stew. I will quote the wife directly, quote, all I could think about was fucking and food, period, end quote. You date night, you try to fit it all in. Already checked into the motel. Hotel, and this time forced by circumstance and jerk-offs at jiu-jitsu, I got a higher quality hotel. The last hotel, I say, hey, how do you find a hotel here? Let's go from lowest price to highest. Found a $69 hotel in Palo Alto called the Glass Slipper. Anything called the Glass Slipper has got to be classy. Cinderella style. Well, at jiu-jitsu, they give me a hard time about, yo, you took your wife to the... First of all, what are you doing going to a hotel? Well, it's date night. So what do you just do date night and then you go home? Say, man, we got a 1,050 square foot house. You can't really cut loose. We got that house that big. What do you mean cut loose? You just do what you got to close the door. The kid the other day says, hey, mom, I don't like that. Here's why. He beats you up at night. So what are you hearing, kid, when you think, no, daddy doesn't beat me up, kid. We're just playing. So God damn it, we just can't cut loose. Get a hotel room. $69, glass slipper. Everybody's offended. Jiu-jitsu, why did you treat your wife? Guy at jiu-jitsu says to me, I can't even take my wife to a Radisson. I pull up to a Radisson. She goes, you got to be kidding me. I go, nah, we got, hey, this ties into the fight game. But stick with me. So I said, look, if I wear a dirty shirt 364 days out of the year, and that 365th day, I put on a clean fucking shirt, it's party time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So this thing is going on, and she's climbing up on the trapeze, and she's falling off the trapeze, and she's going out to the lobby, and they give you these little cards, and you're supposed to write a hope, a dream, and a wish on the card, and then there's a whole, I got it in my pocket, there's a whole thing that's going on that you're supposed to be paying attention to during the course of this evening, right? Well, I don't know where it is. Oh, it's here on the floor. No, I'm not going to go through it. So at the end, it says, we're going to do a tribute to John Cage and his 4-3-3 symphony. Don't worry, you won't get hurt. So at the end, she climbs off the trapeze with the cello and says, drop your notes in the hat or tie them to the trapeze. And I want you to all stand. And we're going to have a real moment of silence for just some shit. I don't know if she even say, articulate for the people of the world and the thing. Could you grab the hand of the person next to you? Well, the person next to me was my wife. That was an easy grab. There was a dude next to her. I got to hold my wife's hand. I kind of look out of the line. Yo, bro. And that's the point at which I figured I could get out of there soon, start a scuffle over this fucking hand-holding thing. We're going to say, hold hands, have a moment of silence for world peace. Yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, Showstomper fans. Thanks for checking out this teaser of the Eugene S. Robinson Showstomper. Please be sure to join us over at showstomperpodcast.substack.com to subscribe so you can enjoy the remainder of the show. Every show runs a little over an hour for free on the Showstomper YouTube channel every Sunday when it airs live. To catch the show after that, you will need to become a paid subscriber on Substack to help support Eugene's work and help us to keep bringing these shows to you week after week, year after year. Thank you so much for your support. See you over on Substack.